You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, welcome back to Real Without Religion. I'm James Kiger, and I am so glad you're here. Now today we're digging into something that might feel probably a little uncomfortable, but it's also incredibly freeing. Now, here's the question. What if the most damaging thing you ever believed wasn't about God, but about yourself? What if you were never broken in the first place? What if the shame that you've carried all this time wasn't spiritual, but programming? Now, a lot of us were basically born into a belief system that said, hey, we're not good enough. You're flawed, you're fallen, you're guilty, and don't even think about trusting your own thoughts because that's practically a sin. But this belief, it runs deep. Not just in church, but in school systems that show you where you fall short. And that voice in you that longs for peace and love and freedom, well, that might just be the most honest voice that you've got. Now, I get it. This is really hard to unlearn. Some of us were handed Bibles and just told that we were sinners, and others were handed silence, and then they picked up shame anyway. And let's not forget those good old hymns. Good grief. Some of them were like emotional hostage situations, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. And alas, and did my Savior bleed for such a worm as I. But that kind of language just didn't affect how we saw God. It really affected how we saw ourselves. Isn't that the truth? Now here's something that we've got to get into our minds. Our lives will never rise higher than our self-image. I'm going to say that again. Our lives will never rise higher than our self-image because we can't outpray or out-affirm or out-hustle a core belief that we have that says, I'm not enough. And if you believe you're broken, you're going to push away the good. It's just going to happen because you won't accept that you're worthy enough to have that. So if you think you're unworthy, and I think that I'm worthy, then we're going to sabotage what could already be ours. If our programming says less than, then our reality will keep reflecting this back to us. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible was part of this programming too. We know all the classic verses. There's none righteous, no, not one. And the heart is deceitful above all things. Those were the greatest hits of the Shame Hall of Fame. But nobody passed out any bumper stickers with good verses like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, or you are God's masterpiece, or before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Now get this. The very first book of the Bible, Genesis, God creates the earth, again, through evolution or through just speaking the 7 days, that's really not the point. But he called all of creation good. And then he creates a woman, and she shows up, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, that's not just good, that's very good. But somehow we got told that we jump from very good to you're disgusting in one chapter flat. The snake pops in. He gives temptation, and all of a sudden we're doomed. And what about the prodigal son? You've heard this story, and you've thought it was a great story, but we were always told this story was about sin and living in the gutter and repentance. But if you go back and look, the father didn't stand there with his arms crossed, demanding an apology. He lifted up his long gown and he ran. He ran, he ran, he ran to the son. He hugged him. He called for a party. And when the son tried to give his shame speech, the father cut him off in mid-sentence. I don't want to hear it. And that's the story that Jesus told to explain what God is like. So why did we grow up thinking God was mostly disappointed? I mean, where did that come from? Well, I have a theory. Now, follow me on this. If we really believed we were good, if we really believed that we were whole and we were worthy, what would we need the church for? You know, the pastors and the prophets and all the hierarchy and the presbytery and you know, basically the shame dispensers. And if we didn't think we were broken, well, we wouldn't need to show up every Sunday to get fixed. Guess what? If you don't show up, you wouldn't tithe. And if we didn't tithe, well, who then's going to buy the camels back in the day or the new Model Ts or, God forbid, the jets that God told us to buy? Praise God. Now, let's be real. If shame is the business model that they're working with, well, then healing is bad for business. But when you stop buying this brokenness thing and you start seeing the game it is, it's all a control system that only works when we forget who we truly are. But when we remember that, we don't need anyone to get to God. We don't need a middleman. We don't need a subscription to get grace. We are already the connection. Now, there's a verse in the Bible, Romans 12:2, that says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Again, we were told that meant, now don't conform to sin, don't dance, don't drink, you know, don't enjoy your life. But maybe, just maybe, the, quote, pattern of this world is not that, but it's shame. And maybe renewing your mind isn't about trying harder to behave. It's about remembering who you were before the world told you otherwise. Now, we've gotten around this by coming up with this age of accountability that, you know, you're off the hook until you get to be around 11 or 12. But if you're a really mature kid, it might be sooner than that. So that moving target was our way to get around saying that, you know, babies are born and they're going to go right to hell and all the other nonsense that we've come up with. But this whole thing about the pattern of the world and shame, it's not about sin management that we're working with here. It's about reprogramming your soul, reprogramming your mind, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So all of this is why I had to reevaluate. I had to let go of some things. I had to let go of how I was taught for the most part. I didn't want to leave God, and I didn't. I didn't want to leave spirituality, but I was leaving this caricature, this false God that I was handed that was so moody. You know, he was loving, but he was always angry. He was gracious, but yet he's in a bad mood. He's forgiving, but he's keeping score all the time. You know, it didn't make sense, and I couldn't do it anymore. And maybe you're at that spot today as well. So for all of us, we've got to choose something. There's got to be something deeper, right? There's something out there that's truer than this. So I have chosen what I believe is the source, divine intelligence. God, you can say God. But it's not the Smitey Smiterton God of the Bible. This God is simply love. It thinks love. It is love. It emanates love. It is the source of love. And even the Bible says it. 1 John 4:8 simply says, God is love. And you may ask, well, what about all the other ways he's like in the Bible? I know. That's the point. It can't be right. It can't be both. It's got to be one or the other. I choose love. So I had to go back and ask, like, who's been doing all this interpreting of the Bible? Because if God is love and we're made in that image, then maybe the holiest thing we can do is to stop trying to be better and just start remembering who we already are. I know this is so hard to get. It's because I believe we're literally still asleep and we need to wake to what we've always been. Now, look, I just didn't one day wake up and, oh, I felt enlightened and I was, you know, meditating 40 hours a week. No. I still struggle with God, who has a clipboard, who's always watching and judging and grading me. And even when I became a pastor, I always felt like I wasn't enough. You know, you're not obedient enough. You're not surrendered enough. You're not holy enough. I was always performing before a divine audience that I thought was constantly disappointed that I could have always done better. But you know, when I finally stepped away from all that and looked at it from a distance, that's when I started to hear and see something different. So I did, God forbid, read authors who describe the divine as love, as our source, as energy, as the internal intelligence, you know, and they still said God. I started listening to this voice I was told I wasn't allowed to listen to. And what did I hear? Well, it wasn't shame, it was love. And that voice is telling you today that you never were broken. You were just buried beneath bad programming. And that was the voice we've been missing all along, no doubt about it. So here's what I want to offer you this week. Who told you that you were broken? Was it a religion? A teacher, maybe? Your parents? Just the Bible? Was it the whole system? And God forbid, what if they were wrong? What if your truest self, beneath all the guilt and striving, is already whole? What if the pain that you've carried for so long isn't proof of your brokenness, but it's the very crack we needed to let our true light in? Think about that. This week, ask yourself, what would I believe if I had never been told I was broken? What would you believe about yourself? How would you live if you believed that you were already whole? Now, my advice this week is don't try to fix yourself, but just remember who you are underneath the programming. It's there, and it's time we need to let it shine. So let your healing begin right there. I just want to thank you for being with me today on Real Without Religion. This is different. This is some things that really need for us to ponder them. But let's keep normalizing the idea that we're not broken. We're just waking up. Now, next time, we'll go even deeper into how to trust your inner voice, even when it's been trained to doubt itself. So until then, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real. And we'll see you next time on Real Without Religion.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.